Hello, Gemini. It's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, May the 20th, and the whole week ahead. Well, the sun has now moved into your sign. How wonderful. And that means that over the next 4 weeks, it's all about you. Expect your confidence to rise, your creative output to flow. But whatever you need to do now, make sure you do it in a positive and good way. Not too vain, not too self-obsessed. And it's not all about you in a negative way, but all about you and the gifts that you offer the world in a positive way. And here's your Sunday stars. Nice that the moon and the sun connect so well. The sun's in your sign currently, which is great. This is good to be with friends if you're a member of a group or a club. Then going down there and having fun with those people you enjoy. Get out. Don't be stir crazy where you live unless you want to invite some friends round. Maybe a bit of a birthday do or a birthday party. Yeah. All of those things will do you good. It's about being with people you like. And here's your Monday stars. The moon's in Aries and linked to Mars in your sign. What this is really good for is planning your future. This is a good time to do it as well with the sun currently in your sign. So it means over the next 4 weeks, looking to the future, thinking about your future. You know, when Mars entered your sign, you had a 6-7 week period of a new beginning. So over the next 2 years, you can really bring something fabulous and new into your life. Great stuff. And here's your Tuesday stars. Now, if you've got something important to do, then the important thing that you must do is to basically work on the wisdom and experience of friends or people you know. Don't try to go alone into a new venture or a new project, but bring the wisdom of other folks into your life. Doctors, accountants, legal eagles, whatever it is. But the thing is now, your best friends will rally to whatever you cause you invite them into. And here's your Wednesday stars. Now, there's a lot to be said for taking it easy and putting your feet up, and I'm going to say that precisely to you now. Especially if you've got decisions to make or things that you need to sort out in your mind or your head. Going for a long walk, especially with nature. Going to where that you can feel freedom and space, because that's what you need. You need to own your space, and you need that independence of spirit to make a decision now. And here's your Thursday stars. This is very big stuff. There's a new moon in your sign today. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Find out what a new moon means. Well, basically for you, it's a fresh start and new beginnings. And over the next 2 weeks, it's time for you to do something new with your life and stride out on your own. Now, I said that yesterday was about choosing, making choices and decisions. And over the next 2 weeks, it's about a fresh start for you. And here's your Friday stars. Linking to yesterday's new moon in your sign is all important because the next 2 weeks, it's going to be about you striding forward, taking the initiative, but making sure you've got that new broom to sweep clean all the rubbish and all the heartache, the emotional baggage that's clogged you up. This is the perfect time for you to make that fresh start and put yourself first.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.